In Mexico, legislators hold hearing on UFOs and show actual alien bodies. This may be part of the Bible prophecy that mentions a great deception, and I'll explain an extremely crucial aspect towards the end of this video about government lies and how we have to view this all through that understanding. Before I discuss these supposed alien bodies, we need to look at how this narrative fits with Bible prophecy and the many comparisons that it has. Prophecy says that one day there will be a great deception, and what better excuse to create a one world order than to think the entire world is under an alien threat? 2 Thessalonians 2:11 says God will send them a great delusion so that they will believe the lie. There also will be a great falling away from the faith. Anyone who isn't firm in their relationship with Jesus will believe the lie, and that lie could easily be the alien narrative. A narrative that evolution created us and these entities, and that we're just some case of random evolution and not a creation of God. 1 Timothy 4:1 also says some in the last days will believe the teachings of demons. We know there's an evil aspect to these things when time after time, countless testimonies of people who encounter these things say the encounter stops when they call on Jesus. Also, there's occult guides online on how to contact ETs and how to summon UFOs. There's no occult teachings or programs online for phoning your friends or for channeling people in different countries. Every occult channeling and summoning act that's performed is used with spiritual beings. So the narrative of off-world beings being created by evolution who are contacted by occultists when they summon them or channel them makes no sense at all. It ties these things to the spirit realm, along with every other spiritual entity these occultists claim to summon and channel. Which means that these things now being talked about in governments around the world could very well be one of the doctrines of demons that the world buys into. I'll read a little bit of this article. It's on Al Jazeera. Many news agencies covering this, but I'll read what it says and play clips of these alleged entities and then get into the extremely crucial aspect that we have to view this whole narrative through. Mexico legislators hold hearing on existence of UFOs shown alien bodies. Mexican congressman said he hoped the hearing on UFOs was the first of other similar events in Mexico. Mexican legislators heard testimony regarding the possibility that extraterrestrials might exist and were presented with the alleged remains of non-human beings in an extraordinary hearing marking the country's first congressional event on aliens and UFOs. In the hearing on Tuesday, Mexican politicians were shown two artifacts that a Mexican journalist and longtime UFO enthusiast, Jaime Mazin, claimed were the remains of extraterrestrials. The two tiny bodies displayed in cases had three fingers on each hand and elongated heads, and one of them was even said to have three eggs inside of it. Mazin said that they were recovered in Peru near the ancient Nazca lines in 2017. He said that they were about 1,000 years old, according to carbon dating analysis by Mexico's National Autonomous University. Mazin said the remains were not related to any life on Earth. Now, worth noting, in 2017, Jaime Mazin made a similar claim about non-human remains in Peru that he found, and the report by the country's prosecutor's office found that the bodies were actually recently manufactured dolls, which have been covered with a mixture of paper and synthetic glue to simulate the presence of skin. Those bodies were not publicly unveiled in Peru at the time, so these ones that were presented in Mexico could even be those same bodies. So it looks like Mexico is now jumping on the same bandwagon as the United States and openly talking about in government discourse UFOs and alien bodies. Now here's the extremely crucial aspect that we have to remember when we're hearing these things and being disclosed this information from governments around the world is that governments lie, and not little lies either. The United States government alone lied about WMDs, which led to the death of hundreds of thousands of people in Iraq over a complete lie. They also lied about the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which got the United States involved in the Vietnam War, which led to the death of over a million Vietnamese and tens of thousands of dead United States soldiers. If they're willing to make lies that lead to the death of literally millions of people, then they're absolutely willing to lie about UAPs or aliens or put certain people in positions of the public eye to control the narrative. If they do put forth public figures who are trying to control the narrative, then these people's backstory will absolutely fit the narrative perfectly as well. You'll be able to look back in their history and see things that look like they were fighting for the right cause. So people say, but look, they did this and they did that. There's no way they're a fake or a plant. That's exactly how a plant's story would look. They aren't stupid. And I say that all because, again, we're heading into a time that's prophesied will be a great deception. So we need to be praying for wisdom and revelation and guidance from God that we don't fall into whatever deceptions are put forth. I also want to point this out, similar in that same category, David Grush, who was the one who came out in Congress and said the United States has non-human biological remains, someone who I'm definitely not completely sold out on, said in a recent YouTube interview that he's only saying stuff that the Pentagon pre-approved for him to say.
But they had bodies.
Yeah, I mean.
Were they alive? Were they dead?
I don't get into specifics. Okay, okay. Yeah, I know a lot of that stuff.
Out of curiosity, why are you allowed to say that NHI pilots came out of the craft, but you can't go
Well,
more?
That's all I put in the pre-publication stuff okay. that got approved. I mean.
Got it.
I could go back and ask for more, but like I said to you earlier, man, like.
Yeah, not your place, not your job. Yeah.
And it's helpful context for the audience to realize that you literally have like these contours with you have to operate within.
Any specific knowledge I garnered when I was on the other side of the door, if I want to talk about that publicly, everybody who has had a job like I have has to submit it to a thing called DOPSR at the Pentagon, DOD Pre-Publication and Security Review. You know, even if it's about this stuff. Like, I know it sounds insane, but like, you literally have to say, like, this is what I want to talk about.
Why do you think they approved it?
Catch 22. I just wanted to put enough out there, touch on all the most sensitive parts, like the biologic side and like things that really need to come out.
Yeah.
But I don't want to overly disclose because it's not my job.
So David Grush technically isn't whistleblowing anything. He's only saying stuff that the Pentagon is telling him to say. So sadly, at this point, we don't have a true whistleblower who's coming out and giving us all the information. Everything that's being told in the public eye has been pre-approved by what the Pentagon wants out in the public. When it comes to these aliens in Mexico, I personally believe that these are fake. Whether these are fake or not doesn't change the fact that the alien narrative is being pushed forward. It's a narrative that takes God out of the picture and could easily be earth-shaking enough to make all the world submit to a one-world government, one-world currency, and get the public's backing so much that they're willing to behead those who don't agree with them and the world order that they're trying to put into place, just like what's prophesied in Revelation 24. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. There's a lot going on in the world, and there's a lot of different ways that this could unfold and how the Great Deception could unfold and all these different things that are prophesied to happen, and they could maybe not even happen as soon as we think they might, but they will come one day, and so it's important for us to be praying for wisdom, for revelation, for understanding, because we don't want to fall into the great deceptions or the great falling aways that we know will be coming here eventually. I pray you all are well. Pray for God to give you wisdom and revelation and understanding in these times, no matter how soon or long they do unfold. Thanks for watching, and God bless.